I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Russia said Tuesday Ukraine used U.S.-made long-range Army tactical missile system rockets, or ATACMS, for the first time to strike deep into Russian territory on the war's 1,000th day. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Russia said its forces shot down 5 or 6 missiles fired at a military facility in the Bryansk region, causing no casualties or damage. Ukraine said it had struck a Russian arms depot around 110 kilometers or 70 miles inside Russia and caused secondary explosions. It did not specify what weapons it had used. ATACMS have a range of 40 to 190 miles. President Joe Biden gave approval just this week for Ukraine to use the ATACMS missiles for such strikes. Military experts say U.S. missiles can help Ukraine defend a pocket of Russian territory it has captured over the summer, but they are not likely to change the course of the 33-month-old war. More consequential changes in the U.S. posture are expected when President-elect Donald Trump returns to power in 2 months. In an address to Ukraine's parliament, President Volodymyr Zelensky said the war's decisive moments would come in the next year.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday formally lowered the threshold for Russia's use of nuclear weapons, following U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to strike targets inside Russian territory with U.S.-supplied long-range missiles. Britain's Chatham House Royal Institute of International Affairs Security Chief Patricia Lewis told the Associated Press, under Russia's previous doctrine, nuclear weapons would be used in response only to an existential threat to the Russian state.
This new nuclear doctrine lowers that threshold considerably to a threat to the territorial integrity. And it specifically talks about the conventional weaponry that could be used in that threat, such as missiles, such as drones, such as other types of conventional weapons.
This is VOA News. Senior U.S. diplomat Amos Hochstein held meetings in Beirut Tuesday with Lebanese officials, a day after the Lebanese government and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group agreed to the U.S. ceasefire proposal, albeit with some comments on the content. Hochstein met with Lebanon's parliament speaker Nabi Berri, a Hezbollah ally who is mediating for the militants. The two met with reporters following their talks, which Hochstein called very constructive, and he said they're continuing to close the gaps.
This is a moment of decision-making. I'm here in Beirut to facilitate that decision, but it's ultimately the decision of the parties to reach a conclusion to this conflict. It is now within our grasp.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would continue to conduct military operations against Hezbollah even if a ceasefire is reached. The international community has condemned the sentencing of 45 Hong Kong pro-democracy advocates to up to 10 years in prison under a national security law that crushed open expressions of the territory's pro-democracy movement. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Defendants included Liang Huaqeng, an activist known as Long Hair. His wife, Chan Po Ying, told reporters his sentence of 6 years and 9 months is unjust.
Even one day, they don't deserve to be in the prison.
Legal scholar Benny Tai was given the longest sentence. Defendants were prosecuted for their roles in an unofficial primary election held in 2020 during the pandemic.
I think the important part is the rule of law.
Hong Kong Security Minister Chris Tang spoke at a news conference.
So anyone who has violated the law, and we will take it seriously.
Foreign governments decried the sentencing. The European Union called it another unprecedented blow against the city's fundamental freedoms. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Tuesday condemned China's dangerous actions against the Philippines and renewed a warning the United States would defend its ally if Filipino forces came under an armed attack in the disputed South China Sea. Speaking to reporters during a visit to the Philippine province of Palawan with his Filipino counterpart, Philippines Secretary of Defense Gilbert Teodoro, Austin was asked if the strong U.S. military support for the Philippines, including $500 million in new military funding, would continue under President-elect Donald Trump.
The strength of our alliance, I think, will transcend changes of administration going forward. Again, I won't speculate on any changes in policy or any anything that the new administration may bring on board. What I will tell you is that this is an important country, not only to me, but to people in both parties back in the United States of America.
The Philippines defense chief reiterated the crucial need for the U.S. security presence in the region. That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.